Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I want to give a special shout out to those of you who are struggling today physically. I am so sorry, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer for you before we read the scripture. Lord Jesus, would you heal my friend listening today? Would you bring encouragement in some of those discouraging situations, especially that physical illness? Lord, lighten the load, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are in Matthew 12, verses 9 through 14 in the NIV, New International Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I find this astounding that here you are doing something beautifully good and wonderful, healing a man who his hand is crippled, and he stretches it out in faith and you heal it completely. And I would think that the natural reaction of religious leaders would be, "Oh my goodness, who is this that can do such a thing? The Messiah must have come. He must be, we need to worship him. We need to bow down before him. We need to understand he is God in the flesh." But no, that was not their reaction. They plotted to kill you, Jesus. And many times throughout the New Testament, we see that the Pharisees and Sadducees plotted to kill because of their jealousy, because you were doing more miraculous things, and they were doing no miraculous things. They were disconnected from the power of God, and you were connected to the power of God. They did not understand the Holy Spirit, but you had the Spirit within you. And so it goes to show that there will be persecution from people who pretend to be religious against those who are truly following you. And so in light of that, Lord, I do pray for the suffering church, or the church that is being persecuted right now. I pray again, and I've prayed this before throughout Pray Every Day's history, that you would strengthen those who are in difficult situations to follow you and choose you above all. And yet it means the loss of life, the loss of limb, the loss of family, the loss of economics, the loss of land, the loss of a home, the loss of physical safety. Lord, we lift up our friends, followers of you who live in North Korea, who are just so very much oppressed, and we pray for freedom. We pray that they would boldly speak of you, and we know that there's great consequence to that. We pray for other areas of the world of hot spots, Eritrea, where it's very illegal to be a Christian, and we pray for a transformation of some of these countries that are oppressive towards Christianity. And we pray, Lord, that we also know, Lord, that the church rises up in the midst of persecution. So we pray for, boldly, we pray for revival in your church. We pray that any persecution that arises, no matter where it is in the world, that that would be the seedbed of revival. That this persecution would cause us to get on our knees, would cause us to follow closely to you, would cause us to follow hard after you in every situation, in every circumstance. Lord Jesus, we do worship you with everything inside of us, and we do want to see your name proclaimed all over the world. Thank you that you are the God who heals people. Thank you, you are the God who is powerful. Thank you that you are the God who sustains us through difficult trials. And I pray for my friend today who's in the midst of a difficult trial, that you would sustain him or her through that. And that in the midst of the pain, you would bring joy. I've often said that joy and grief intermingle, and they only do that because of your power and the power of your Holy Spirit within us. So help us to rest in that today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Speaking of other countries, we are listened to in over 130 countries on the Pray Every Day show, and I would love to hear from you if you are listening from another country. So email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening from and how you heard about the podcast. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and have an incredible day.